This is a People First Radio podcast.
100 people pushing in the same direction can make a big impact. That's basically the idea behind the 100-plus fine gentlemen of Oceanside who give a damn. Every member of the group agrees to donate $100 to charity 4 times a year. Any member can nominate a charity. Every 3 months, the group comes together, and 3 nominated charities are chosen at random. The member who nominated each one will have to make a 5-minute presentation explaining why their charity should get the group's help. The members vote on which of the 3 chosen charities to support, and the winning one gets the group's donation for the quarter, usually more than $10,000. Founder Kim Burden was inspired by 100-plus Women Who Care Oceanside, which does more or less the same thing. I got in touch with him to learn more.
These groups are all across North America. There's actually 3 of them in the Oceanside region. The 100 women have reached somewhere in the neighborhood of 350 in their membership. Recently, there was a young person who started a 100 youth group. They do $10 charitable donations each. And then, of course, we've got our 100 fine gentlemen. And I believe we're at about 155 in terms of our current membership. So we're looking to hand out checks in the neighborhood of $15,000 to the selected charities. But the whole 100 people movement started, I believe, in Ohio, where a woman was approached and asked to assemble a group to make a charitable donation of $10,000 to a hospital foundation. And she said, sure, that'll be easy. I'll get 10 of my friends and we'll all give $1,000. And then she sat back and thought about it a little bit. And she said, well, maybe it would be more fun if I got 100 of my friends and we all gave $100. And so that's what she did. And that's how this method of fundraising for charities was spawned. The 100 Oceanside Gentlemen was formed in 2019. And I had seen what the women were doing in our community. And one of the groups that I work with had been a recipient, and I thought this was an awesome idea and that the men should step up and do something similar. I went through my contact list, sent out a whole bunch of invitations to attend a meeting at Tynemera in December of 2019, and I think about 70 guys showed up, and that was how things got started.
I know that a charity has to use a substantial amount of the funds you give it in the Oceanside area. They also have to follow up at your next meeting and give a presentation on the impact of the funds. Can you tell me a little bit maybe about some of the impact that you've seen?
Sure. We've
donated to a broad cross-section of groups in the region. Everything from, the SOS, which is one of our significant charities in the region. They do a lot of good work with seniors and youth and they do different forms of work in the community. They're a real awesome social services network. We've donated to the Aerosmith Search and Rescue Group. So these are the guys that will go out and save you if you get lost in the bush. We've donated to the Prostate Center, which is VI Prostate Center, which has certainly resonated with a group of older gentlemen. We've donated to literacy groups. We've donated to the Operation Freedom Paws, who train dogs for folks that have experienced trauma and need the support of a support animal.
Has there been maybe a presentation when someone's come back 3 months or whatever it is after the fact and said, this is what the money allowed me to do, that really stuck with you?
I think one of the ones that really struck with me was the Aerosmith Healthcare Society. So this is a seniors facility in Parksville. And what they did was they enhanced a program that they were already working on, which provided seniors who have Alzheimer's and limited access to be able to get out into the community. They brought the community to them in terms of creating gardens for them where they could actually do the gardening and where they could bring people in to help them. And that resonated with me significantly.
and you mentioned so far in our conversation today, if I'm, say I'm not a gentleman, but I think this is a cool idea, there are other groups in the area that I can do a similar thing with?
Yeah, so like I say, there's the 100
women, and then there's a youth group, all doing similar work. And, you know, when you think about it, they were actually that Aerosmith Healthcare Society were successful with both the women and the fine gentlemen. And that's a significant pot of money that they were able to do something really cool with for their residents.
And you also mentioned that at the beginning of the meeting, it's kind of also a social outing. It's time to bond and chat, maybe have a drink. Can you tell me maybe outside of the money, what the impact on community or the ability to build community through the group has been?
Well, we only get together four times a year.
But at the same time, it's a small community. We see each other in the community. You know, there's groups that have contributed to the membership. So the Masons have contributed to the membership. Rotary Club have been a part of, there's a number of Rotarians within our membership. The Newcomers Club has become a real driving force in terms of members coming from the newcomers group into 100 Fine Gentlemen. And I believe that, you know, they're people who are new to our community. They're looking for connections to the community. They're looking for ways to support the community. So those are kind of neat things that, apart from the membership and our group, have happened.
In terms of that guy time, we call it, it's a
great opportunity for us to get to know each other, because apart from that initial group, which I, like I said, was my contact list, the group has evolved considerably, and I'm finding myself not knowing a lot of them. So it's a great opportunity to get more, to know more people in our in my community who have similar focuses and similar goals for the community.
Well, I'm really fascinated by that idea of, if you're a member of the group, you're maybe going to be motivated, interested to learn about a charity to nominate them in the first place. And then if three people are kind of making their presentations, just the idea that everyone is taking part in this democratic process in a way where it feels still accessible on the level of 100 people. Can you tell me about maybe just what it is like taking part in that?
Well, you know, we prepare ballots at the beginning
before the meeting and make sure that every member's got a ballot so that they with and we put the three names on the ballot so that there's not a whole lot of writing. You just have to make a check mark. The presentations in themselves are really interesting because we do learn about the different groups in our community and what they're doing and what their focus is and what their plans are. It's a good way to get to know who's who in the zoo, in essence, of the folks that are doing different variety of community works. And there's a lot of them. There really are. There's folks that are creating recreational opportunities. There's folks that are helping a variety of individuals in our community who have any number of challenges in their lives. You know, there was a group for a while that were coming to us that we were trying to refurbish the track at Bolina Secondary School. They were never successful. They found their money in another way, but we learned a lot about that program and the condition of the track and the variety of people that use the track. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, you learn about your community, things that you may not know, and you have an opportunity to see all the good works that are happening in the community.
So if someone wants to become one of the fine gentlemen who give a damn, what do they have to do?
There's a form at 100oceansidemen.ca,
and they can fill that form out. And that form, I'll be notified of the completion of that form and send them a thank you for joining us. All we ask is that you make that commitment to donate $100 four times a year. And there's no other criteria required.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with people about the fine gentleman giving a damn?
No, you know, I think probably a lot
of your audience is in Nanaimo, and I'd love to see a group started in Nanaimo. I think that every community should have one of these organizations that is able to provide funding for their community groups. And I should add that every single nickel that is raised goes to the charity. We don't have any administrative costs. We have a few little things here and there that, website fees and that kind of thing that we just fund ourselves from the organizing group. We have recently actually had a sponsor step forward who's going to look after those things. So Ron Chiavetti from Island Golf Carts has agreed to cover a lot of the little costs that we incur. It's important that the money raised goes to the charity and not get frittered away on administrative costs or, you know, paying for big checks and those kinds of things. So I would encourage people to in their own community do the same thing.
And if they need help, they can reach me at
info@100oceansidemen.ca and I'd be happy to help.
I guess I've always wondered about that. What is it? How do you get, because when you do these donations, you give someone the big check that, you know, you would imagine in your head you might see on TV. Where do those come from?
Oh, any sign shop will print them up for you.
We got ours from Parks West here in Parksville.
Gotcha. And you mentioned that that's all kind of taken care of, donated maybe by someone in the group or the sign shop itself?
Yeah, we've had lots of folks
step up and help us. And it's been really, like I said, people appreciate what's going on and they like to see what's happening.
Kim, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me about this.
Good to meet you, Joe. Thank you.
Kim Burden is the founder of the 100 Plus Fine Gentlemen of Oceanside Who Give a Damn.
People First Radio, People First Media, and People First Stories are community media projects of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society and are produced in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed do not necessarily represent the views of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society or its broadcast, podcast, and social media partners.